Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Derek Mason, Braden Gall here on Morning Drive. Coffee with the coach, assistant Predators coach Dan Muse, joining us here on the program. Coach, obviously not the hockey you guys want to see from your team over the last few weeks. Some tough losses. Played with a lot better effort, obviously, on Tuesday evening. My first question is just in general, when you're in a slump like this, because it's just going to happen in hockey. It happens to every team in every year, 82-game season. It's just sort of a part of it. How do you know when to sort of go hellfire and brimstone or Peter Laviolette? Like, how do you guys know as a staff when you need to push guys harder versus maybe back it off a little bit and let them work through it on their own? How do you guys know what the right things to do is in that situation when you're going through a tough time?
Oh, I think every day is different. Every game is going to be different. And so I think you would just having a pulse on the group, and it's also, being realistic with where things are at. If you look over this stretch of games where obviously we're working to dig ourselves out of a little bit of a hole here, every game's been different. And so I think the way you address things, the way you, plan things that next day in terms of your preparation is going to be a little bit different based on the game. Sometimes the game you're coming off of, sometimes it's the things that you want to address. For example, coming off of this past game with Winnipeg, there was a lot of things that we did like. We didn't like the score. We didn't like the score after the 60 minutes was over because they walked out of the building with our 2 points. So, but I think that being said, you have to also, look at the game, look at what happened, look at the team play, you look at the individual play, and then you address it. And I think that was a game where with Winnipeg, there was a lot of good things that we did, which is going to lead to the results that we want to have on most nights. It didn't the other night, so now we got to go back and we can continue to fine-tune some of the details that we're playing with and go from there. There's been other games over this stretch where, that's probably not going to be the reaction. The Colorado game, we didn't play well at all. And, a different story. And so the way I think you're going to address things after that is going to be a little bit different than coming off a game like Winnipeg.
Now, Coach, minus the goal in the first 18 seconds, because, it's just one of those things that happen, whether it's a fluke or not, who cares? But that was a game, minus that goal, you're probably headed into overtime, and you probably more than likely get a point out of that. But you did so well defensively, but you are not able to put in any goals because you're averaging almost, close to 4 goals per game. Can there be a time where a team, not in a long stretch, but maybe a shorter stretch, concentrate so much on one area at trying to improve that area, and then they do, but then the area that they were great at, it kind of take a back seat, or it's not quite as fluent, or is not quite as explosive as it was prior to, correcting whatever was going on with your team as far as defense wise. So what I'm saying is, do you defensively concentrate so much at that it affects your offense, so to speak?
I think, I think that can be the case at times. I don't think that was the case on the other night against Winnipeg. I agree with you. Sometimes, the focus becomes so much in one area that, maybe you're not addressing or thinking about other areas of the game as much. In terms of when we look at a game like that, we'll look at you see the score at the end of the night, and obviously we didn't score as much as we needed to. But then from there, you look at what kind of chances were we creating, how many chances were we creating, how many shots were on net. I think that to your question, that could be a little bit more of the case had we not generated as much as we did. I think we had good chances, you know. But that being said, again, it's one goal, and we need to score more. And so from there, you can look at some of the details behind the chances to make sure that, you know, as we're moving forward, you know, we're going to be a little bit better here tonight than we were the other night in some of the offensive details, as well as continuing to fine-tune the defensive part of the game, which I feel like, and I think most people that watch the game would say, was much better than it had been, especially the game before.
Philip Forsberg looked like a guy that wanted to, you know, get into multiple bar fights in the first period. He looked like he was a guy on a mission, wanted to hit people around. And, you know, you bring up Matthew Olivier to make his debut, big physical guy on the fourth line. Steven Santini got some size and some physicality. So clearly the roster moves made to be maybe a little bit more physical, and it showed up, I think, in a game against Winnipeg. Is that something you guys want to see continue to develop throughout the course of the season? How do you get more traffic in front of the net? Like that these things sort of all tie together when you can add sort of that physical element to your game. How do you want to see that develop, and how do you get traffic in front of the net if you don't have a guy that, you know, is sort of that prototypical net front, you know, dirty area guy?
Well, I think we played. It's a heavy team with Winnipeg, and again, every game's going to be different. Like, we want to play hard, we want to play heavy, we want to be able to, you know, recover pucks and establish offense off of our forecheck. And you have to, I think, play a heavy game and skate to be able to do that. We want to be hard to play against in terms of how we protect pucks. You have to be heavy in battles to do that. And, you know, again, I think that it was there more the other night. We want to make sure that we're continuing to build that part of our game, just like we're working to continue to build all parts of our game. In regards to the, you know, getting traffic at the net, you know, I think that every player is going to be different in terms of, you know, just how they're built. You know, an example being, you know, you mentioned Philip Forsberg. Like, he can, he has power in his game. He's a strong player. He can get to the net front. He can protect pucks. Olivier, and then, you know, who came up and who I thought played a really strong game. And I thought not just him, but also Austin Watson and Colton Sissons did a really good job of, you know, getting into the offensive zone, recovering pucks, and then getting not just pucks, but also bodies to the net front, you know. But every guy is different. Rocco Grimaldi, you know, he's not going to beat a guy here on pure strength just because he's built a little bit differently. But he can outquick a guy. He can get to the net front. He can get inside position on a defender. And then once he gets inside a defender, I don't care, you know, how big you are. Once you're inside, you know, you're hard to defend. So I think it's a little bit of a mindset that, you know, whatever way, however you're built as a player, you can find ways to play that, I guess that tough game in terms of getting to the net. And, you know, creating offense that way, creating some of that dirty offense.
Now, because obviously you guys are tinkering with the lineups, have the two guys that you brought up, have they earned another opportunity to see what they can continue to do? Because like you said, from a defensive standpoint, they do have an added advantage that maybe you guys didn't have before bringing them up.
Yeah, I thought both guys played well. You know, it's for Olivier. I mean, obviously, not an easy situation in terms of being your first NHL game, and never an easy situation. It's an exciting one. There's a lot of emotions involved. You know, but he's also coming into a game where, you know, we've been in a little bit of a rough stretch. So I think that makes it a little bit harder. I thought he did a great job, and I thought Santini, same thing. He came in. He's obviously played in this league before, but it's still a new experience, first time playing for this organization, and came in and played a good job. So I thought both guys did a good job in terms of anything moving forward. You know, obviously not going to be going through any kind of talking about or discussing lineup decisions for tonight's game here right now.
Victor Arvidsson and Ryan Johansson, we know how talented they are. We know you don't really need to worry about Victor Arvidsson's effort on any given shift, but he's sort of in a bit of a slump right now. Ryan Johansson hasn't had necessarily the start to the year that he would like. What is it that you want to see those two guys do particularly in terms of getting to the next level and developing their game right now?
I mean, I think not just those two guys. I think it's everybody right now. It's being the best version of yourself, playing your game. Each guy's individual game, what they bring, which makes them special, which brought them to this league, which led to success in this league, which helped this team have success. It's being the best version of themselves. And that's what we, you know, need to get. If every guy is doing that here, tonight, not just tonight, but also moving forward, then we're going to probably, you know, on most nights, like the results that we're having. And so, you know, I think you go through stretches like this. There are times that guys maybe will try to do a little bit too much, maybe try to force things that aren't there. And I'm not saying that in terms of those two guys mm-hmm. that you asked about. I'm saying that more just as a general statement when you're going through this stretch. I think you have to focus in. Those guys and everybody in our group need to focus in on the things that they control, the things that have led them to having success in the past. You focus in on those things and you continue to, I guess, just raise the details of your game. You know, then I think we're gonna find ourselves working our way out of this and liking the results and the way that we're playing the game.
Dan Muse, Predators assistant coach, and of course, puck drop tonight at 7 o'clock against Vancouver back in town. Really tough game. You guys battled well against them. Obviously, the penalty kill, not what you wanted in that particular game, but it was a close game, and I expect fans to be thoroughly entertained this evening at Bridgestone Arena. Puck drop at 7. Coach, thank you so much, sir.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, something I was thinking about last night during Smashville Live and just now while Coach is talking, and it's about how they get out of this funk. And I want to float an idea to you guys and just see what you think. How about that? Does that work for you guys?
Yeah.
We'll do that.
We'll do that.
When we come back. How do the Preds get out of this funk? Got Vancouver tonight, 7 o'clock. Pregame at 6, puck drop at 7. Let's get out of this funk. Let's see how we do that. Coming back right here on Morning Drive.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.